When the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman. Words taken from our epistle today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's an ancient hymn dedicated to Our Lady, dating all the way back to the middle of the 200s. This isn't in my homily, but this is cool, fun fact. It actually dates even further back, but we just have it written down in record in the year around 250. So it's definitely possible that this hymn, this prayer to Our Lady, was actually being said way before that. But this hymn is known as the Subtuum Praesidium, which is Latin for under your protection. In this short hymn, one that is still sung in the church today, the immense love of Mary is invoked for each one of us. What's interesting about this hymn is not the immense love of Mary that is invoked in this recognition of Mary's love for us, but within the hymn, she is called Dei Genitrix, which is translated in Greek Theotokos, but in English, God Bearer. Literally, this means she is the one who bore God in her womb and gave birth to him. This is important because if we call Mary the mother of Jesus, then we must de facto call her the mother of God. Within the Catholic Church, amongst the four dogmas that have been established about Our Lady, namely her motherhood of God, her Immaculate Conception, her perpetual virginity, and her Assumption, the dogma of her being the mother of God is paramount. Because we cannot understand her conception, her virginity, or her Assumption without first knowing that she is the mother of Almighty God himself. Mary, in a beautiful way, becomes like a compass for each one of us in the spiritual life. When we're lost or unsure how to move forward, we ask for her guidance and she leads us to her Son. And Mary is not only a compass leading us to her Son, but she is the closest any created being can get to God, even more so than all of the angels and saints in heaven. Recently, scientists have discovered that children not only share the chromosomes from their parents, but in a particular way, the cells of the child remain within the mother after she gives birth, and the cells of the mother remain within the child as the child grows up. Thus, during the earthly life of Almighty God himself, he had within his body the cells of Mary, and Mary had his cells within her. This closeness is something that all mothers can relate to with their children. Even as both grow older and their relationships mature to different degrees, that biological fact does not change. No matter how broken a relationship between a mother and a child can become, and sadly that is prevalent today, there's always a specific closeness that remains between the both of them. And it is this closeness between Mary and God that should give us confidence to always run to Mary when we are in trouble. St. John Vianney beautifully said that when we're being tempted, we should call out to Mary because she will come and the devil will leave us. My dear brothers and sisters, sadly, the devil doesn't fear us, believe it or not. But he does fear the Mother of God because he knows that whatever we ask of her, she will go to her Son and our prayers will be heard. Our Lord listens to his mother because this is exactly in accord with the fifth commandment that he gave to us, to honor our father and mother. This is why having devotions to Our Lady is so important in the spiritual life. As the Mother of God, God loves her more than any other being he ever created and holds her in the highest place in heaven. This is why the rosary is so powerful. Because as we say each Hail Mary that we know so well, it's like laying a rose at the feet of Mary, and then she gathers all those roses up and gives those roses to her son for us. So, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we continue this Christmas octave, which can only be celebrated through our recognition of Mary as the Mother of God, who gave birth to our Savior, let us call to her for protection. The new year begins in only a few hours, beginning a new year of hope for the Church. This year of hope can only be made possible if we dedicate ourselves to the intercession of our Blessed Mother, who is, as we know so well within the Rosary, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Let us make this a year of following Mary to her Son. And let us make this a year where we see how many roses we can give to her and God through our praying of the Rosary. And then let us watch as all the petals of grace fall down upon us and our loved ones. Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.